You're very welcome back to the 9 till noon show. Coming up very shortly, we've got Community Garda information for you. We've got two guests in studio today, so there'll be lots to get through. On the abuse or use of the ambulance services, years ago I was in a bar in Donegal and a man needed a lift to Letterkenny. He started fighting with staff behind the bar so that he got arrested. He was telling people that he would get a lift home to Letterkenny and he did. It's crazy what some people will do to get a lift home. I believe you 100%, do not get me wrong, but some of this stuff is kind of feels a little bit like I once knew a fella who said something and blah, 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 blah. On potholes, many of these potholes are being caused by ill-repaired waterworks, so maybe the council are not to blame. I'm not sure ultimately if that is the case, who is to blame. I presume the local authority is the overseer of the standard of repairs, are they not? Roads, Black Eyes, Letter League and Coravaddy and Letterkenny Drive with care still about because it's still nippy out there, so just be careful. My God, Greg, let's increase traffic into most unplanned town in Ireland by centralising the court services. Active travel is not the issue. It's failed policy over a number of years. Now we're having to waste more taxpayers' money on Gardaí to traffic manage. Ridiculous, says Oisin there. Hello, Highland Radio. I was just listening to the advert that someone in Donegal won the lotto. And they've only 3 months to claim it. I think it's less than 3 months now. Is this right with European law? Should it not be longer? They could hibernate to a warmer country for the winter. I'm not really sure if it's 3 months or it's a bit longer. But anyway, I think you're referencing the Euro Millions 500,000 win in Ardra. I think most of those things have a time limit by which you must collect it. But I don't know. Now, on to the roads, and this is a heavy pile, right? This is off the back of many of the conversations we were having yesterday. Why are the roadworks going on at Christmas, says the listener. They really messed everything up. It's terrible to do roadworks at Christmas time. My mother has been in hospital for the past 3 weeks, and it's so difficult to get in and out. There is traffic at all times of the day. It doesn't matter what time of the day it is. Another, the road in from Remalton is shocking most of the day. It might be okay at 10 a.m. to 12, but the rest of the day is a disaster. Nonsense. I drove home from Dublin on Saturday, left Liffey Valley at 11 a.m, and the first serious traffic I encountered was at the bloody Polestar roundabout when I got home. It does not help. So we had Leonard Watson and Jimmy Stafford in yesterday from Letterkenny Chamber, effectively saying, and it has been my experience, that there are pinch points at certain times of the day, but for much of the day, late night shopping, weekends, that Letterkenny is relatively easy to access given the size of the town for your Christmas shopping. But this caller says he was lucky to be early. I'm in this morning. Traffic was built up right outside out to the Derry roundabout and was in doing Christmas shopping, waiting an hour to get out of the new Dunstall car park. Light kept going green. I never got moving. Morning, Greg. These people had an option to vote for the 2% increase in rates to stop the roadworks for a month and chose not to, but typically blame everyone else for the issues. Now, the Chamber had no say in that. Another, I had an appointment in Letterkenny last Saturday morning at 10:30 and the traffic was so quiet, I drove from the hospital down to the town centre and the only one car was in front of me. When I was leaving around 11:30, the traffic was starting to get busy, but it wasn't hectic. Another, the two boys are correct. At times during the day, you can move about Letterkenny. Yes, the mornings and evenings are really busy, but that's to be expected in any large town. I'd be more worried if the roads were quiet. It would mean our town was not thriving. Another, there won't be as much traffic about in Letterkenny when the active travel plans are finished, as everyone will be cycling and walking to the shops, which I really look forward to, actually. It'll be like being in centre parks when the pubs close. No bus service in Letterkenny, like other big towns, that has to be factored in. Yes, and indeed, that was supposed to be up and running around about now, but it's going to be deferred till at least this time next year. Another, I agree with Leonard and Jimmy. After the morning rush, I've got no problem getting around the town. That comes in from Anne. Rates, I must congratulate. Oh, I read that one, actually. And I read that yesterday. On fishing. I was listening to the show about the fishing quotas from the EU. Irish MEPs and the government don't care anymore about Ireland. They get their salaries for being puppets to the EU commissioner. They might as well send cardboard cutouts of themselves over to the negotiations, and they don't stand up for Ireland at all. That's what James thinks. Another, I've been back in Ireland for 5 years. I used to live in Britain. It is time for Ireland to leave the EU. It's not fair what they're doing to the farmers and fishing industry. We shouldn't be concerned about global warming when we are only a small dot in the ocean. Burning turf fires is going to do climate change no harm. It's time to start over in the Dáil and stand up for Ireland. We need to get rid of the Green Party. Well, the Green Party are gone. But I take your point. Back to fishing. Greg, if Micheál Martin was interested in the fishing industry as he is in increasing the military spend to get us into NATO, we might have more of our fishermen keeping their businesses. Another, the EU is just another authoritarian regime, and we've seen the signs for some time but chose to ignore them. They will trample over small countries like Ireland in order to serve their own interests. We've been the good little boys for way too long. Once again, Britain saw this and we thought they were wrong, but they weren't. And on it goes, more and more coming in. An exciting week for us here on Highland Radio and on the 9 till noon show this week, because we're out and about and I love it. I'm out myself tomorrow with Caroline and Shannon and Joe, and we're going to the City of Derry Airport. And I can tell you in advance, because it's a little bit different this year, we are going to the airport for Home for Christmas. Now, you may well be familiar with Home for Christmas, but if you're not, it is where we sprinkle the Highland Radio Christmas magic and, you know, reunite families or whatever it might be at Christmas time, where ordinarily they might not see each other. This year, it's a very, very special one. So if you want your cockles warmed, if I could put it to you like that, then please make sure to listen to the show and watch the show as well tomorrow, if that suits you, if you're at home or working from home or wherever you might be, because we've got Home for Christmas tomorrow, live from City of Derry Airport. It's going to be a Christmas cracker, so please tune in for that. And then on Thursday, I'm delighted to have our very own Sinead Black back on the show. She is going to be coming live into the programme from Dunloe Community Hospital. And if you heard that last year as well, you would know it's a lovely opportunity for us to speak to people who are resident in the Dunloe Community Hospital, get a song or two from Sinead as well too. So we're very much looking for that, looking forward to that. And then on Friday, Sinead Black is joined by our very own Tommy Rosny, and they're coming live from the Archview Lodge Nursing Home in Letterkenny for more of the same. Chatting to the staff, the residents, getting some live music and some Christmas cheer. So that's this week. And that then leads us into next week, where I'm campaigning with Caroline to take the foot off the serious pedal. Let me be free to be happy and joyous and Christmassy. We shall see. Anyway, by the way, coming up on this programme, very shortly, we've got Community Garden information, but also too, we've got some live music coming up for you as well. So a great bit of variety on the way. OK, welcome back to the programme. It's 18 minutes past 10 on this Tuesday, the 16th of December, and it's time for this week's Community Garda information. Now, we have a couple of guests in studio with us. I'll say good morning to Sergeant Fergus McGrory. Good morning, Fergus. Thank you very much for joining us. How are you keeping?
Keeping good, thank you.
Right, we'll be coming to you a little later on, because we also have Garda Grainne Doherty. Hi, Grainne.
Morning, Greg.
Good to have you with us, and we're going to focus on the appeals and information with you first, and then some very important information from Fergus in a moment. Right, let's get into those appeals now, and we'll start with information being sought by Gardaí in relation to an assault in Bundoran.
Yes, Gardaí are appealing for information in connection with this. An alleged assault had occurred at a takeaway at Main Street, Bundoran, in the early hours of Friday the 12th of December, so between 12:30 and 12:40 in the morning. A man sustained injuries following an altercation with a person or people at that location. So he was taken to hospital to receive medical treatment following this incident, and we're anxious to speak to anybody who may have witnessed this incident. If anybody travelled in and around that location with a dash cam around that time, we're asking them to please make that footage available to us. Anybody with relevant information should contact Gardaí in Ballyshannon on 0719858530, and this goes for all of our appeals today, the Garda Confidential line. that can be contacted on 1800 666 111.
Now, a couple of assaults actually, sadly, in Letterkenny, both in the Lower Main Street area, starting with earlier in December.
Yes, so this incident, an alleged assault, occurred at Lower Main Street, Letterkenny, in the early hours of Sunday, the 7th of December, at around 2:35 a.m. So this incident was only recently reported to Gardaí. A man was reported to have been assaulted at that location as he left a premises. He received medical treatment following the incident at Letterkenny University Hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. So if anybody witnessed this incident, or if they have any relevant information or dash cam footage from that area on that date, we're asking them to contact us, Gardaí in Letterkenny, on 9167 100.
And the second assault?
This, an alleged assault again, happened at Lower Main Street, Letterkenny, at around 1:45 in the morning on Saturday the 13th of December. So Gardaí received a report that a fight was taking place at that location, and when they arrived, they spoke with an injured man and he stated he had been assaulted by a number of males. This man was taken to Letterkenny University Hospital to receive medical treatment for non-life-threatening injuries. We're appealing to anybody again who may have witnessed this incident or who may have relevant information to contact Gardaí in Letterkenny on 9167 100. And as always, dash cam footage. If anybody was in that area with a dash cam, it would be crucial to our investigation.
Okay, now on to a couple of incidences of alleged criminal damage, starting in Buncrana on the Main Street.
Yes, this incident happened at Main Street, Buncrana, on Sunday the 7th of December at around 4 a.m. So the sign at the front of a business at that location was damaged by two males. One of these males is believed to have been wearing a green Christmas jumper and the other was wearing a pink shirt. So we're appealing to anybody who may have seen these males in the area or anybody that was in the area with a dash cam to make that footage available to us. If anybody can assist with this investigation in any way, we're asking them to contact Gardaí in Buncrana on 9320540.
Very good descriptions there, right? Yeah. No excuse for any of this activity. But, you know, I suppose if we're out and about over Christmas and enjoying ourselves, firstly, you know, even if you don't think things are serious, they are serious. But also, too, in relation to the assaults or the alleged assaults, Grania, we know all too often, don't we, you know, the one-punch assaults and all that type of stuff. You know, people need to focus on, if they're out and about, enjoying themselves and keeping themselves to themselves. Because, firstly, you could become come to the attention of Gardaí, but secondly, these things can turn into very serious instances.
They can, of course, and I think Sergeant McGrory will be talking about these use your brain, not your fists now in a short while in relation to the one-punch assaults.
I think it ties in quite well then to some of these appeals. Okay.
Just also, if anybody is out, so, well, of course they're going to be out socialising over the Christmas period, and if anybody ever reports any type of incident taking place, like an assault, criminal damage, we would ask them, please do. You may think it's none of your business, you're being a busybody. We would appreciate, just contact the Gardaí and make them aware of what you did see, you know, and give them whatever details that you have.
Yeah, okay. So on Main Street, a green Christmas jumper and a pink shirt, two lads the Gardaí are interested in talking to there. Criminal damage now in Lifford.
Yes, this incident happened in the area of Beechwood Grove, Lifford, in the early hours of Saturday the 13th of December, so shortly before 1:45 in the morning. Three vehicles at an address in that estate were badly damaged around that time. Substantial damage was caused to the bodywork of the vehicles and the windows were smashed. So we're appealing to anybody who might have observed these incidents to contact Gardaí in Letterkenny on 9167 100. And if anybody travelled in that area or within the general Lifford area with a dash cam between midnight and 1 a.m. on that date, we're asking them also to please make that footage available to us. And again, I'll just give out the number for the Garda confidential line. They may be contacted on 1800 666 111. And when you contact that number, there's no obligation to leave any of your own personal details. You're through to a sort of an answering service. You just leave whatever brief details that you have, and there's no, you know, you don't need to give your name or any of your own details.
Yeah, and another incident of criminal damage targeting a car in St. Johnson.
Yes, this incident happened in the area of Craigadoos, St. Johnson, on Saturday the 13th of December at approximately 9:25 p.m. So a car was parked up at a house in that area and it was damaged. The four tyres were slashed and the bodywork was keyed. So we're appealing to anybody who might have observed any type of suspicious activity, people or vehicles in that area around that time, to contact Gardaí in Letterkenny on 9167 100. And again, as always, it sounds quite repetitive, but dash cam footage really is crucial to all of our investigations.
And I think at this point the listeners get that. And it's important that we mention it with each appeal, but it's because it's so critical to any investigation. And if you were on the wrong end of one of these crimes, you'd be very keen for anything that's out there to be given to Gardaí to help investigations progress. And it's back to Lifford for a criminal damage appeal.
Yes, another criminal damage incident occurred in the area of Tubber O'Neill, Ballandrate, Lifford on Sunday the 14th of December. Between approximately 7:40 p.m. and 7:55 p.m, a car that was parked up at a premises in that area was set alight between those times. So the fire brigade attended the scene and extinguished the fire, and thankfully nobody was hurt. We're appealing to anybody who might have been in that area with a dash cam again between 7:30 p.m. and 8 p.m. to make that footage available to us. And as you often say, there's no obligation on anybody to go through that footage themselves. Mm. Drop it in, we'll do that. You know, we'll go through the footage ourselves. And we're particularly interested in hearing about any sightings of a group of men on foot in that area around that time. Gardaí may be contacted in Letterkenny on 9167100 with any relevant information.
Right, now, theft from a vehicle in Letterkenny.
Yes, this incident happened at the St Connell's Hospital car park. So not in around the main building itself, it's on the Kilmacrennan Road.
The site,
the old site where the COVID testing centre was there on the Kilmacrennan Road. It happened on Tuesday the 9th of December between 8:30 a.m. and 9 a.m. So a suede mustard coloured River Island handbag, a black River Island purse, and the purse contained a small amount of cash, bank cards and driver's licence were stolen from a parked car between those times from the car park. No damage was caused to the car, so we're appealing to anybody who might have observed any suspicious activity in that area that morning to contact Letterkenny Gardaí on 9167100. And if anybody again was in the area of the Kilmacrennan Road or within that car park itself with a dash cam, please contact us also.
Yeah.
And we'll just use this opportunity to remind, and this is repetitive, I know, but you know, it is quite a regular occurrence of cars, and we've had quite a number of appeals over the past few weeks in relation to cars being broken into. So just we'd like to remind drivers, lock your car. It doesn't matter if you're parking it in your backyard, your front driveway, a car park down the town, lock it up. Don't leave valuables in your car. And if you're ever out and about and you see anybody snooping in around parked cars and car parks or shopping areas, general public areas, please do contact us immediately.
Yeah, and also too, we are at that time of the year where people might be, you know, daisy chaining between shops and picking up high valued items. Who is to say, we have known in the past that, you know, people can keep an eye out for that, and people are carrying stuff, loading it in. It can be quite clear what it is. They go over to the next shop and either the car can be broken into and that stuff taken, or maybe in a panic they don't close the car. So it's really important at this time that Christmas isn't ruined, because people are very capable of sort of exploiting the fact that you're going from shop to shop to shop. So leave the high-end stuff to the last.
Make that your last stop. Yeah, if you're buying anything of high value, leave it to make that your last stop on your way home. And as well as that, also, I think us ladies are very guilty of this. But handbags. And I have done it myself. I know you laugh times. I say I've done it myself, but I have done this myself. You think I'm just going to stick it in under the seat. Nobody will know it's there, but you don't know who's watching. You don't know who's 100%. In a parked car behind you. They see you doing this, you know.
So I had an empty laptop bag sitting on the back seat of my car for ages. It never really twigged, because there's no value in that bag to me as such, right? And then it was off the back of one of these conversations that I realised, well,
They don't know that.
And I could have lose a back window and a 2-year-old laptop bag. So it's just about thinking. It's not a mistake, right? It's just checking. We're all very busy. We're all up to high dough, and it can be very easy to do that. But, you know, all you need sticking out from under the chair is a little strap.
Well, that's it. Look, you could have a bag from a local phone shop with a phone case worth €10 in it.
Mm.
And for somebody, an opportunist criminal going by, that could be an iPhone 17 in that bag, and the window could be put in, you know. So just put anything in the boot, your shop, and put it into the boot, out of sight. And as you've already said, anything of high value, do make it your last stop on your way home.
And another crime involving an ESB substation. We did see a bit of a run of these, if I'm not mistaken.
There was, yeah, back a few months ago there was a spate of these. Okay, so it's unfortunate to see this happening again. Yeah, it's a theft incident.
Just getting behind that.
It occurred at an ESB substation in the area of Ardfarna, Bundoran, between 6 p.m. on Monday the 8th of December and 8 a.m. the following morning, Tuesday the 9th of December. So the boundary fence to that yard was forced open and entry gained, and a quantity of green earth wire cable and bare stranded conductor cable was stolen from within the yard. So we're appealing to anybody who might have observed any type of suspicious activity or vehicles in that area or in and around that substation between those times to get in contact with Gardaí and Ballyshannon on 071 985 8530.
Right, we had a couple of queries in relation to this. People, lots of people have dash cams now, and one caller contacted us and said they saw a really dangerous driving incident in Letterkenny. They have the dash cam recording of it, but they didn't know how to progress that. And I remember speculating at the time that maybe there's an online portal or what, I don't know. So we thought we'd ask you to get a definitive answer so that it's actually a helpful answer. So what can people do?
Yeah, well, this caller has said that they have a dash cam recording. So this caller really is Letterkenny Gardaí. They're looking to speak to Letterkenny Gardaí. The station's open 24/7. My advice is for this caller to go to the station in person and bring that footage in with them to the station. They will be invited then to make a statement of complaint in relation to the manner of driving that they witnessed. Now, there is Traffic Watch online is an option also. Mm. You can access that via the Garda website. But you don't report anything on Traffic Watch online. It's a matter of urgency. So this already has occurred. So, yeah. I mean, it's not an urgent of an urgent nature. But in reality, they're going to have to come to the station anyway with that dash cam footage to provide it to Gardaí.
And so it will have to be accompanied by a statement for it to be actionable?
Yeah, well, when you go to Traffic Watch online, you have to tick a box there to say that you're aware that a statement will be requested from you and that you will be possibly required to attend court to give evidence. And you can't upload, if you're making a report on Traffic Watch online, you can't, there's no, you can't upload the footage via that online form. So you're going to have to call to the station anyway. So the handiest thing in this case is really to call to Letterkenny Garda station and bring the footage with you.
Okay, stay where you are. That's Scotta Grainne-Doherty. That was a run through of the appeals and information and your questions for this week. We're going to take a very short break and we're going to come back with Garda Sergeant Fergus McGrory with some advice for you. It's the new Christmas Crime Prevention Personal Safety Leaflet. We'll be running through some of that after we take this quick break. Now, as I mentioned, Garda Sergeant Fergus McGrory is in studio with me. It's part of this week's Community Garda information. And this Christmas leaflet that's out, there's advice there. There's useful numbers, actually. I think they're useful at any time of the year. And it's in both English and Irish. So talk to me a little bit about this.
Thanks, Greg. This is just a crime prevention, home safety, personal safety leaflet. We've included actually fire safety advice on it as well, just around Christmas time to try and keep people safe. You see on all our documents that our mission statement is keeping people safe. So we have the information in English and an Ola Shaw Lady File is Gaelic Freshen. So you have the two languages here. Just bits of tips. A lot of what Grainne has already spoken about this morning is covered on this stuff there. Like, for instance, now your night out, your socialising, plan your night out. So they use the acronym PLANS, P-L-A-N-S, P, plan your night out. How are you getting there? How are you getting back?
We can often worry about how we're getting there and sort of say, right, we'll figure out how we'll get back. That's a problem.
No, that's the whole thing about making a plan and not having people standing about the street all night. And this is where the incidents happened. Incidentally, there, it's ironic that we're in here today, and it ties in nicely that if you think the first three items that we spoke about in the notes today are all assaults and they're all at night time. And we always remind people too of the use your fists, not your brain, use your brain, not your fist, apologies, campaign. You know, because statistically it'll tell us that people who get involved and the one punch assault can have a long term effect, and it's generally males between 18 and 39 years of age.
I was watching an episode of, I can't remember what it was, 24 Hours in Police Custody or something like that there. And it's interesting when you see the camera footage of it, you know, how they sort of, as it unfolds, that you've got, you know, a group of lads, they're having the crack, you know, that camera in the pub, you know, they're just blah, 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 blah. You see a bit of a scuffle. It goes out into the street. Nothing really is happening. One fella swings, the other fella goes down. And next thing you know, your boy's being questioned in relation to a crime associated with murder. The person cracks their head open. In that instant, like that one punch, next thing you know, the fella is facing a very serious custodial sentence. So it can happen to girls as well, but it's just when you see it laid out in a show like that, you realise how quickly something so significant can happen from nothing.
Yeah, and you know, you're not thinking about it at the time. Maybe you have a few drinks on or whatever, and they could have life-changing consequences for you, life-changing injuries for a start. Maybe you're social exclusion. You're not part of a social group anymore because you're you're isolated from them. You end up going to court, as you said there. You maybe have gone through the process of, even for the ordinary person, being the process of going into a Garda station and being arrested, detained. That's not the normal thing, and it's fairly daunting. Then you maybe get a conviction, and the conviction can have a long term effect on your maybe applying for a visa to go to a foreign country. You have a previous conviction, or looking for job opportunities, employment opportunities. All those kind of consequences, and it can all happen over that one. And as we always say, use your brain, not your fist. Just if you think about it, take a step back from it. And
well, there's a good piece of advice here that comes in under N.
Yeah.
Don't even try and reason with a drunk or aggressive person. Walk away. There's no shame in that. Walk
Let someone
away.
Know where you're going, when you're going home. Avoid walking alone in dark places. Never attempt, as you say, to reason with a drunk or aggressive person. And be streetwise. You know your surroundings and keep your valuables close. If you're using a taxi firm as well, we'd recommend that you use a reputable taxi firm that you know who's going to get it. Never leave your drink unattended as well when you're out at night. You know the consequences that can happen there as well. If you're out this Christmas, take care when you're carrying your handbag, wallet or your smartphone, and keep your belongings in a safe location within view so that you know where they are.
Yeah, I mentioned the Christmas shopping, and it's really good that you're in at this time too. Just research
just
really effectively.
Just to reiterate the advice.
How you go about your Christmas, and this doesn't mean you can't go out and enjoy it or there's an imminent threat, right? This is about ensuring that your Christmas isn't ruined, right?
That's correct,
And to eliminate that one, two or three events that might actually happen. Mm-hmm. So out Christmas shopping, what's the
park in a well-lit area, secure area. Secure all the doors and windows. If you have an alarm in the car, set your alarm. Report all thefts or suspicious activity to Gardaí and security staff. Take care of your shopping. Never leave it. I think Grania has touched on this already. Never leave it unattended, especially in your car. And if you're at an ATM, just take out as much money as you need. And if you keep your PIN covered, and if you see anything suspicious, or if you believe the ATM has been compromised, will you please tell the bank and tell the Gardaí? We often talk about three things being present when a crime occurs. Number one, there's an opportunity presents itself. Number two, there's somebody there that's motivated to commit the crime. And the third thing is that they think they're going to get away with it. Mm-hmm. So if that opportunity presents to them, they're going to take that chance, and you could become the victim of it very, very quickly.
And of course, too, there are threats in terms of online shopping as well. There's some crazy realistic scams there where you link through from your socials to what appears to be a reputable website.
Yep.
I fell for one of those, I'm just not going to lie, because it just seemed the price point was not so low. Mm-hmm. But also not retail. It was, it was in a sweet spot. So they know what they're doing.
When I do talks, Greg, one of the things, and a lot of my talks are focused now on online scams enough because it's so prevalent. One of the first line I always say, if you take nothing else away, if it seems too good to be true, just trust your instinct. So if you are shopping online, check the website for payment security. Use credit cards and PayPal. Check the seller's reviews, ratings, refund policies, etc. Buy from trusted sources. I think I was on here last year talking about this very same subject at this time of year last year as well. And the statistics are showing that something like 20% of people get caught on some sort of an online scam when they're online shopping. So just check that out. Another one to remind people of as well is scamchecker.ie. If you're looking at something online, if it seems too good to be true, take a note to the website, go into scamchecker.ie, put it in there, and it'll tell you whether they believe it's true or it's genuine or not.
I like to use, personally, and this is not advice, but I like to use Google Pay because it creates a individual number per transaction. I always hate putting my regular card in, even if I know the website, because there could be recurring charges on it for whatever reason, whereas with Google, every transaction is unique, so there can never be any follow-up or chase-ups. But as you say, too, with credit cards and with PayPal, there also are some potential protections there as well. Home safety advice. This might seem obvious, okay, but unfortunately people gain access through open doors, windows that are jars, double back doors that aren't closed. That's why we talk about this stuff. It's not just to fill time.
And statistically too, a number of burglaries happen in the evening time when the houses are occupied and when people are maybe at the back, the way the houses are designed, that the living quarters are at the back, front doors left open. So secure all your doors and windows and use your alarm. Do not leave large amounts of cash at home. That's an advice we give all the time, and it continues. Unless you need to have cash at home, I would advise you to put it into a financial institution like bank, post office, credit union. Record details of your valuables. put your presents under the Christmas tree on Christmas morning. If you're visiting family or friends, make your home look like it's occupied. Leave some lights on, use the timer switches, whatever you have to do to make it look. Don't let your house, don't let the burglar drive up that road and think that this house is unoccupied.
No.
If you're expecting deliveries, also make sure that someone is there to collect them and arrange a trusted neighbour if you're going to be away at the time.
All right, and as you mentioned, you're including fire safety here because, you know, this is we it's a time of year too we can overload plug boards and stuff as well. It's really important that we take take account that we're not putting ourselves at any increased risk.
Yeah, and it's just there's a piece of it's useful information there, and it's multiple languages, as I said. Lots of useful information this time. Fire safety in particular, this time of year. And again, spoil the festive season by maybe having a fire in the house and that could have been avoided. Maybe leaving a candle on some sort of surface, like a plastic or fiberglass surface. Leaving candles lit when you're leaving the room. Maybe putting on Christmas tree lights and overloading sockets with numbers of plugs. Just being smart. Watering fresh trees daily, make sure that they last longer and they're more resistant to fire. So that kind of stuff there as well. And the smoke alarms, just make sure your smoke alarms are working and test them. And if there's any obvious dangers of fire, would you please just don't ignore them.
Right. And generally speaking, if anyone has any increase in terms of safety, be it in a business, a community, sports, an organisation, whatever, you're only a phone call away.
I'm only a phone call away, and I have an email address as well, dg.crimeprevention@garda.ie. I'm in this job nearly 2 years now, and I spent a lot of time going out giving talks to community groups. So I'm available to do that for if any group wants me to come out there and have a chat with them. And I'm very happy to do it. That's part of our job, keeping people safe.
All right, thanks. Where can people get this leaflet, by the way?
Those leaflets will be available from tomorrow in most Garda stations around the county. Yep.
And there's also some very useful numbers, including... you know, mental health support, contact details in the event of a sexual assault. If people are struggling financially, emotionally.
Yeah, we have St Vincent de Paul, we have Piata, we have the domestic violence services, and we have the numbers for all the, for Buncrana, Ballyshannon, Milford, Letterkenny Garda stations, and other emergency services like the ESP, Donegal County Council, the water. They're all there on the back of that leaflet as well.
Good stuff. Thanks very much, Fergus. Really
okay,
appreciate
thank you,
it.
Greg. And happy
Scott
Christmas.
Sergeant Fergus McGrory, happy Christmas to you, Grania. Thank you. You're sitting there taking it all in. Fair play to you.
It's the longest I've ever sat in quiet. quiet.
I could see the knees going, I want to say something. Thanks very much indeed for
Thank
that.
You.
All right. That was Community Garda Information, an extended version for you this week. It's back for the last show before Christmas next Tuesday, just after the 10 o'clock news. We're going to be back with more, including some excellent live music on the way after we take a break. Now, in relation to potholes, and hi, Greg, you're on about roadworks. Clonmany is a disgrace coming from Buncrana on Saturday night. The new pipes, which are being put in, burst, and the debris, etc., is on that road, and it's everywhere. While we need that road fixed, as it's the main road from Buncrana to Clonmany, we need more care in it being done. Carn Donagh Courthouse always had a role as a hub for the community. In 1894, the world-famous cowboy appeared to a packed house there. Okay, and I've got the poster here as well. Captain Jack Crawford. Right, now, let us say a very good morning to two guests. So we'll say good morning to, first, Danny McCafferty, who plays Liam in a new show set, a new feature set in Donegal. And it's Duirt Ban Lum. I hope I'm close enough, Danny. My apologies if I'm not.
No, Duirt Ban Lum, yes, it's close enough. It's all good.
Okay, not so bad. Good morning to you. And good morning, Daniel Butner, director. Thank you so much for joining us as well, Daniel.
Good morning. Good morning.
Right, so... the show, the feature set in Donegal. Talk to us firstly about the programme, and then I suppose we'll talk about what features as part of that conversation too.
Well, it's a half hour TV drama, so it is. It's 25 minutes, a one off TV drama, a kind of one off story that was commissioned by RTE, RTE Storyland. It's a scheme that's gone a good lot of years now, and this is the first one that's ever been done in Irish, and it was all filmed locally here in Donegal with local actors and also Kurdish-speaking actors as well. It's a thriller told from two perspectives, over the course of one single bonfire night, where a misunderstanding kind of spirals, and we follow an Irish-speaking family and a Kurdish-speaking family while they kind of navigate just rising tension over the course of a single afternoon. So, it was commissioned in August and we filmed it in October, and we finished it there 2 weeks ago, and it went on to TV last Thursday evening.
It's a remarkable turnaround, isn't it? How challenging is it as a director to get a story across, especially from two perspectives, in 25 minutes?
Yeah, it was all goal, like, but as I say, the big thing I think is just having the cast who are able to, like, there was big themes and big scenes, but we just got really great in our cast. Say Danny is there, and there was Megan Armitage from Chrysler, and even from the Kurdish point of view, there was Zach Moradi and Sarush Max Alimi, who grew up in Sligo and Leitrim, and they came and did the Kurdish say. So it was tough. It's also just trying to be natural in two languages, and we had young people and kids as well, and all the youngsters were great. They all came through Arklingy Door after doing a few workshops, and they were just very natural. And I have to say, all around, it makes it a lot easier when the actors are all brilliant and they can just step up to the plate.
Yeah, and one of them being Danny McCafferty. Danny, what was this project like for you?
No, it was good. It was good. It was a kind of a strange one how we became involved, because I didn't know Daniel was involved in the project. And we talked for a lot of years about doing something together, you know. And he got in contact with me one day saying he was in Dublin and to meet up or whatever. And I was busy. I was coming to get back to Donegal to do something. I had an application and I was quite busy. And I kind of fobbed him off a little bit, to be honest with you. And then later, the next day I sat down and I opened up the script. And the name on the script was Daniel. And I was like, oh, that's why he was calling me to meet up yesterday. So I got in contact with him. So that's how it kind of came about. But it was a good, fun project for me now, I have to say. I really enjoyed it. Put a lot of work into it. There was a lot of conversations I had to get, because my character is quite a journey from being quite passive at the end to being, we'll say, very active by the end of it. So we had a lot of conversations around what sort of shape that journey should take. And we pulled it off, I think, and it came across very well, you know.
Yeah, it's beautifully shot. The scenery looks beautiful. The whole thing looks absolutely wonderful. How hard's that to achieve, Daniel?
We're kind of spoiled for scenery around here, but it's just... if weather plays ball, like one of our opening scene is down in Maharorty Beach, and just the sky's just opened and you've just seen the whole kind of Derry Bay Mountains. But if you were there maybe a day before or a day after, you'd be kind of, I don't know, hanging on for dear life with the wind. So I think we got very lucky with the weather as well. We had a very kind of mild week. It was a very packed few days to get all the story in.
Yeah, I can imagine. And I've been watching some of the footage. I haven't got to see it yet. Is this a self-contained story, Daniel? Could it be extended? Could further episodes, if I could put it like that, be commissioned? Could it be, thrown into a 2 hour, narrative production?
Well, I'll tell you what the answer would have.
No, go ahead. You, Danny, you go for that one. Yeah.
I have been inundated with people saying, "Is that it? Is there more coming? You're going to add another bit to that, or is there more episodes coming?" Either that, or people have been asking my brothers, and they've been asking me, "So is that it? There's another bit coming, isn't there? There's another bit coming." So I think that kind of for me anyway. That answers that.
I think, Daniel, were you being a wee bit clever there? You know, saying, "All right, we'll give you 25 minutes, but you know yourself if you want the rest."
We're just happy it came together, but I know sure we might have to get the finger out here.
Yeah, no, listen, it's a fantastic thing to be involved in. An amazing turnaround. It really is quite remarkable. Is that just how the ducks lined up, Daniel, or were you under that level of pressure, you know, through the commission?
I think that's actually how that scheme is, and they probably want you to work quick, because like in a TV drama is fast paced. So. And it's this is my first time doing anything for the telly. And the producer was the same way, and my friend Declan McGrane, he was a cinematographer. So for a lot of us, it was a step up, but they probably wanted us to work at a very fast pace. And in some ways, it's great, because you don't think you just have to get it done. And if you spent longer, it would take longer. And I suppose it creates a very high intensity to work at. And it's great to just get it up on its feet and kind of it all came together, to be honest. So,
right, it's available for anyone to watch. It's really quite easy, of course, to access. You can check out the RTE player through the web browser or the app. It's also on TG Cahir as well, so there's no excuse not to watch it. And it's a 26-minute feature, a TV film, I suppose, would be one of the best ways to describe it. Danny McCafferty, thank you so much for joining us. Well done. I really am looking forward to this one. And Daniel Butler, thank you so much for joining us as well. Look after yourself, and they're both involved in that project. Duurt Ban Lum, which is available for you to watch now on RTE Player, as I say, or on the TG Cahir Player. It's a one-off 25-minute TV drama. Think of it as a TV film. It's available there to go now. It's astonishing. Filmed in October, only commissioned the August beforehand, and it's the first Irish-language one-off film. And if you're interested, if that's not enough, Guidor's in there, Falcara's in there, Gordhawk Matarorty, and I was looking at some footage of it, and it just looks absolutely lovely. Right, so this week, by the way, on the show, I just want to let you know what's coming up. We've got some live music coming up, actually, for you after 11 o'clock. But tomorrow, we are coming to you live from the city of Derry Airport. No, we aren't flying. We are broadcasting. And it's part of our Home for Christmas. So, you know the story with Home for Christmas, don't you? You've heard it in previous years. It is where we sprinkle the Highland Radio magic on some people's lives to make Christmas extra special for them. And in some cases, as a unit, Christmas happen, if that makes sense. So please tune in for that. Watch it. You'll really, really enjoy that. On Thursday, Sinead Black will be live from the Dunloe Community Hospital talking to residents, maybe getting a song, certainly plenty of chatting to some of the staff there as well. And we're looking forward to that. And she's back on the road then with Tommy Rosny this time on Friday, as we'll be coming to you live from the Archview Lodge Nursing Home in Letterkenny. And then next week, Christmas week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we've got loads lined up for you as well to keep you in that festive mood. If there's anything nice that you want to pass on, maybe someone has come home that you haven't seen for a while, maybe you're fully in the swing of things, maybe random acts of kindness, anything that you wish to pass on to us, we're more than happy to talk about and platform that stuff too. 086 60 25000 is the WhatsApp and text number.